You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798, promo code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, normally talking about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, there's a very interesting and I would say sad development that is occurring in the Western Hemisphere. And we have the opportunity to actually tell you about it, address it, and maybe do something about it. It's Cross International and the opportunity to help 519 children that need it bad.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
There's been times when we're bringing a child down that we know we're right to late. And all we can hear the child say is, don't let me die. Don't let me die. And sometimes we lose it. That's why it's very important to get more people involved in saving lives.
That's Carlos Vargas. Sometimes we bring the child down. What he's meaning is to the hospital. And what he says when he says the child says, don't let me die, don't let me die. That really happened. That's real words that children have spoken to him. And sometimes they didn't make it in time in the past. And sometimes arriving too late is the kind of kiss of death, literally, for a child that could otherwise be helped. Welcome, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. It's a big, busy day. And I hope that you will take a little bit of time to lean in for the next few minutes, because there are some stories and some experiences that I want you to be aware of personally. I don't want you to just kind of tacitly think, oh, I know what this is all about. I want you to pay attention. I want you to listen, because Tom Lewis and Jim Voltheis are back with us from Cross International. And not only are they back to tell us the good things that Cross International has done in the last year, which they always are glad to provide a report on, but they've also now returned from one of the nations where Cross is doing some of its really, really good work. It's where Carlos Vargas is at, the voice you just heard. And that is the country of Guatemala. And Tom and Jim, it's good to have you back. Thanks
great.
For being here.
Great
Thanks,
to be
Kevin.
Here, Kevin.
I know that when I travel to the third world, and I've been to Africa, I've been to Central America, I've been to Haiti, I've been to former Eastern European countries that were under communist rule. I've seen poverty on different levels. Never experienced it like I have in the Western Hemisphere, in the poorest countries there. So when you went in January to Guatemala, put us on the airplane with you. As you arrive, mm-hmm. what do you see and sense and experience and kind of become inundated with as you're stepping even the first moment off the plane?
Actually, as you fly into Guatemala, we actually land in Guatemala City. As you're flying in, you fly over the volcanoes. I mean, it's actually quite beautiful. The country itself is really beautiful. And you land down in Guatemala City, which is a very busy hub, and it's where a lot of the action is, guys. I mean, if you look at Guatemala City, I mean, it would resemble a lot of major cities in the United States. Mm. I mean, it just has that look to it. But not very far outside the city limits is where it all starts to really change. Mm. And literally, guys, in a vehicle, a bus type thing, with our ministry partner from Zacapa, we hadn't driven 30 minutes to an hour outside of the city, and you start to see it. And you say, what do you mean? See what? Poverty at some of the most extreme levels. You have to remember that Haiti is the third poorest country on the planet.
Right.
Right behind Haiti is Guatemala, number four. Mm-hmm. Number four. And so you begin to see it as you leave that city and you drive out into these communities where Cross International's partners are working diligently. guys, of poverty, you know, and we think of poverty here in the United States, I think, a lot differently than what it looks like there. I mean, if you're hungry here in the United States, guys, I mean, let's just say it, you can get help.
Yeah.
I mean, you see these people are on the corner, they're this, we'll work.
No, it's sanitized. Yeah, like, what we think of poverty in America is having an EBT card, standing in line at a soup kitchen, etc.
Yes.
But I remember the first time I landed in Haiti, the idea of poverty was something that assaulted my sense of smell. Mm. Like, there was a stark reality that things were so much more hopeless than anything I've ever seen on the streets of America.
It's rotten garbage. Mm. I mean, it's children that are in those garbage heaps. It's huts that you and I wouldn't put our dog in.
Right.
It's a mom that can't provide for her children. It's a father who's so discouraged because he can't find work, no income to even buy food on a regular basis. I mean, guys, it's desperation. I often hear this, and it honestly kind of bugs me. Well, we're trying to get these kids out of the cycle of poverty. You know what? It's worse than that. I mean, to me, to describe it, guys, it's like a giant trap with big teeth, big steel teeth, and it's just got a hold of these kids. Mm. It's just clamped down on them. And to me, that's what it is. It's this incredible jaws of poverty is what it is. And the desperation of a mom, like what we're going to describe in just a minute, guys, was just incredible. But when we drive 3.5 hours outside the city of Guatemala City, we come to an amazing place, one of our ministry partners on the ground in an area called Zacapa. And in Zacapa, guys, it's this particular village where this particular ministry partner actually grew up. He grew up there. He came to the United States with his brother. They got an education. They actually established a large company here in the United States. God blessed them, prospered them. But you know what happened? He got sick, deathly sick. He literally tells a story. He went home to die. That's how bad off Carlos was, Carlos Vargas. He says, I went home to die and to be in my home country. He goes back, and he goes into the hospital, not expected to live for much more than 2 to 3 weeks. Mm. While he's in there, he begins to pray, and he shares his story, guys. It's incredible. He begins to pray and ask God to heal him, and he says, Lord, if you'll heal me, if you'll rescue me, I'll go home and I'll rescue them. Hmm. I'll go rescue them.
Wow.
And he kind of chuckles and he says, I made a business deal with the Lord. Well, I mean, and he kind of laughs about it. But guys, listen to what he prayed. Lord, if you'll rescue me, I'll go rescue them. Do you know what happened, guys? Within about 10 days, he was up out of that bed. He was walking. He was talking clearly. His body was straightening out. I mean, physically, God was healing him. And within about 2 weeks, he was out of that hospital, and he kept his word.
Wow.
And you know what's going on at that ministry today, guys? He's feeding over 40,000 children every day hot food. He's rescuing children out of the mountains every year to the tune, last year, 4,200 children. You heard me right. 4,200 this year. I was just there in January. He said, Tommy, my heartbeat. My vision this year is to rescue 5,000 kids. I went, wow. Wow, man, that's passion. That's vision. And guys, Cross International, listen, that's just one of our partners in one country.
Right.
We're working Haiti, Guatemala, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Nicaragua, a lot of countries where Cross is working where there's a food crisis. I love sharing his story because it's such an amazing work that God did in transformation. And what an honor for us to be able to partner with him and to give you guys, our listening family here in New York, an opportunity to partner with us to provide hope, the gospel, food, nutrition, and literally life to children who may not make it tomorrow. So your gift, in just a moment, guys, literally saves lives.
866-822-4848 is the number. You've heard us talk about Cross International in the past. There is a list of 519 names. You've got kids in all the countries that they've been working in, but these are the worst of the worst cases. They are the ones that need the help the most. And for $39, you can feed one of the 519 for a full year. So what we're asking are could you help four children? That's $156 one-time gift. Five children would be $195, or maybe you could do a 10-child gift of $390. Whatever God puts on your heart to do, could you do it right now? Because as soon as the gift is processed, as soon as they receive your gift, they can begin feeding the children that are on the critical care needs list. 866-822-4848, am570themission.com.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 2-3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you. And if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 800-707-5010. That's 800-707-5010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know back in 2010, there was a law that was passed in the United States, and it gives the authority to the government, actually a specific entity within the Federal Reserve, to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. That's right. I said 401ks, IRAs, and your bank accounts. It sounds scary. This has already happened in 8 other countries across the last 7 years. But I want you to get the facts about how you can protect yourself from allowing the government to do this when you receive the new white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. It's a free gift from my friends at Landmark Capital. See how all this was set up to help manage our out-of-control national debt and learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. Not all of them, just a portion. So when the bail-in happens, you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. And visit them online at landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion. Pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker, a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
The original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In this crazy, messy world, we're all trying to make sure we're doing our best to stay healthy against the new diseases that seem to pop up in schools, at work, and in hospitals. It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, guess what? That wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, and sprays that are perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA-approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime coming up. Kevin McCullough listeners will get 20% off when you mention Kevin McCullough Radio. To learn more about Durasan products, go to Durasan.com. That's Durisan.com. Or call 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, 866-822-4848 is the phone number. That helps us reach the 519 children in Guatemala, Haiti, Nicaragua, El Salvador, the Dominican Republic that are going to die without our help this year. Cross International is so generous to help bring the plight of these children to our attention each year. And I say that genuinely. Last year, Carlos Vargas, our Cross International partner in Guatemala, rescued 4,200 kids. You just heard Tom Lewis talk about that. Here's the thing. About 500 of those kids were rescued by WMCA listeners. People that listen to this show right here in the New York tri-state area got involved and said, we're not going to let those guys perish on our watch. So we're really grateful that you have stood with them in the past, and we're asking, will you help us rescue these 519? Jim Voltheis and Tom Lewis are back in studio with us. Jim, I know that you just got back from going to Guatemala again this year, and it had been a little while since you'd been there. I'm just curious, as trying to describe it to people that had not been there, talk to us about what it made you feel. What did you experience when you got there?
Well, when you get off the airplane, the first thing, and you mentioned the smells, Kevin, and you do, you know, and you smell smoke because so many things are burning. But the first thing you see and you feel is despair. And then you realize, then you realize a man like Carlos Vargas, in the case of Guatemala, but we've got great ministry partners also in Haiti and Nicaragua, El Salvador, and the DR. The ministry partners that we work with all have the same vision as Cross International. The number one job is to introduce children to Jesus Christ. Mm. Now, to do that, you have to feed them first. It's impossible to tell somebody about the bread of life when they're starving to death.
Mm-hmm.
So we feed children, and then every child that gets fed also gets fed the gospel. That's how we work. That's how all of our ministry partners work. So when you give a gift of just, say, $156 to help four kids, probably four brothers and sisters, what you're doing is rewriting their story. You're not just feeding them a meal, because you're feeding them a meal every day for an entire year. That's all it takes to keep that feeding up for an entire year. It transforms their lives completely, not just physically, but also spiritually. So your gift really does matter. It doesn't take a lot to accomplish so very much.
Yeah. 866-822-4848. 866-822-4848. Tom, you came through the door this morning, and there was a story on your heart, and it's just exuded you all day today. I want you to tell my listeners this afternoon about a young girl named Lila.
We got up on a particular morning there in Zacapa, and our guide, they call him a guide, he's a scout, in the mountains there in Zacapa, he said, guys, today...
Scout meaning scout that Carlos meaning, sends him out and says, we need to go find people
that
need help.
Yeah, find the children that need help. And so this particular scout was our guide for the day, and he told us before we ever even got in the vehicle, Kevin, that this was an extreme rescue.
Hmm.
He said, you may not be ready for what you're going to see. This is extreme. And we thought, how extreme can it be, right? We're going to go get a kid that needs help, bring him back. Oh, no, listen, guys, it was unbelievable. 3.5-hour trip into the mountains of Zacapa. so rugged that we had to get out of the vehicles we were in, transfer into all-terrain type vehicles to go up the rest of the way. When we got there, we looked around. We didn't see any huts or anything. He said, oh, no, we have to climb down. Well, that wasn't too exciting for me, but you know, I looked down, and in this valley, I mean, you guys can imagine. I don't know if you've ever seen the
bit
mountains.
Bit of a ravine.
Yeah, I mean, guys, listen, the mountains in that area where we were standing were 14,000-foot peaks.
Wow.
This was a huge mountainous area. We climbed down the side of this mountain, and literally at the bottom, into this ravine where this little family of five was living, was a dad who was desperate, couldn't find work, a mother who was trying to breastfeed her baby with no success, zero. Why? Because she was malnourished. A little boy that was about 3 years old, and they were standing there, guys, and I'm telling you, it was hopeless. The little baby that she was trying to feed, 14 days old. Shocking. We're going to post the pictures so you guys can see her.
Yeah, you can go to WMCA's Facebook page or the Kevin McCullough Facebook page, and we've got it posted there. But
the before and after, guys, is amazing. And I'll be honest with you.
And the before was taken the day you found
her. The very day we got her. The very day. And it was shocking to me because I've never seen a child that malnourished where there literally was hair on her skin, which is some type of defense mechanism when you're that chronically malnourished. I mean, it was crazy. We literally checked her out, the baby, to make sure she could make the trip. We had a medical staff person with us. We take her, the mother, and the little brother, and we bring them up the mountain. We left food and resources for the dad for about 2 months. We knew it was going to be a long process. We bring the as I said, the mother, the baby girl, Lila is her name, and little brother with us. We'd get back to the hospital in Zacapa. And, guys, we were able to save that little girl's life. I mean, it was amazing. She was so near death, listen to me, that as I held her, and I've got pictures of that. One of the pictures that I provided to the station is one where her little eyes are shut. In that moment, her little lips were quivering. She was so weak, she couldn't even cry out.
Wow.
She couldn't make a sound.
Wow.
And the team, oh, man. The team that was around us, guys, began to pray over this little girl. As we walked her in to the emergency room, the medical staff was there, and they were waiting. Literally took her from my arms, laid her gently on a bed, and began to help her and to take care of her. The mother, they began to help the mother. They began to examine the little brother. And, I mean, guys, listen, this was an amazing moment to watch how much impact, and that's the word, how much impact a gift from you has in terms of impacting for the good the life of a little one like baby Lila. 14 days old, guys, listen. Your gift matters. You may think my $39 gift doesn't matter. You may think my $156 gift, what does it do? Guys, I'm going to just put it to you blunt. It saves these kids' lives.
Saves Lila's life. Friends, there are other Lilas that are not yet discovered that the scouts are looking for, even as we talk about it right now. The scouts are scaling the mountains there in Guatemala and looking to rescue the children that cannot rescue themselves. And your gift of $156 right now would rescue four Lilas, two sets of Lila and her little brother. Right now, just go to the phone and make the call. 866-822-4848. Consider what you could easily blow $156 on in the next few months and compare that with saving the life of little 14-day-old Lila. No comparison. 866-822-4848 or am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in New York and New Jersey? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the New York and New Jersey area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. New York and New Jersey are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In 1882, after being criticized for bringing immigrants and the poor into his Manhattan church, Pastor A.B. Simpson told his congregation, "I am not interested in being a respectable Christian," and left to start a school to train others to spread God's love. That school today is known as Nyack College, and they are still providing education that connects their students' careers with their calling. Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're accountants, teachers, ministers, and social workers. Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary offer a doctoral program, master's degree programs, and undergrad programs, including their renowned School of Music. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available, along with special programs for working adults. Experience Nyack College at their NYC Open House on Wednesday evening, June 12th at 6. Hear from students and faculty, meet with admission counselors, and learn about scholarships. For more information, go to nyack.edu or call 877-6 626-2236.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And glad to take some time away from the front page today because I feel like the story that we're telling here is so much more important. You heard in the last few minutes Tom Lewis and Jim Veldheis with us back in studio, and Tom personally relaying the story of little Lila. And Jim, I'm guessing that you were on the trip, but not on the on this exact rescue that Tom was on,
exactly,
because you've not piped up in the middle of
his story. I was not part of the Lila story.
But I'm curious as to when you were confronted with the reality of what Tom was like when he got back that day. How had this impacted your conversation as Cross International?
It made me think of Teresa, which is another girl that I want to introduce you to.
Okay,
Teresa was one of two little children. They were twins. And we went on a rescue to rescue these two girls and their mother. And the mother, they were all malnourished. The mother could barely walk. She could certainly not care for these two twin girls. They were 26 days old.
Oh, wow.
And we walked across this river, this bridge, one of those Indiana Jones kind of moments. The bridge is swaying, and we're thinking, oh, dear Lord, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
We got to the other side. The ambulance came down from the mountains. And by ambulance, it's basically just a truck with a red cross on it.
You know?
And these two precious kids and the mother were taken out gingerly. The kids were handed to us. And we walked across the bridge holding these girls. Teresa was the one that I was holding.
Mm.
And believe me, I don't know if I remember thinking, I don't want to do this. I don't want to carry this little 26-day-old girl across this rickety bridge. What could happen? You know, that's where my mind was going.
Sure.
But we got them to the other side. They got in an ambulance. We followed the ambulance to Carlos's hospital. And I picked up Teresa. And I walked into the hospital with that little girl. She wasn't looking at me. She wasn't making any sounds. She wasn't making any movements. And I handed her to the nurse. And the nurse took her from my arms and laid her down. And immediately, just like Tom said, these are professionals. They know what to do with malnourished children that are dying.
Right.
And you can't put it any other way. These kids aren't just hungry. Like maybe we're getting a little hungry.
No, their systems are shutting down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their systems are shutting down. These are kids that are within just moments, in many cases, they will die of what? Of malnourishment.
Yeah.
Something that we have the cure for. Teresa's doing great now. Both of those girls are doing great. The mother is even staying there now and helping in the nursery. So that's, again, that's what your money does. It doesn't just feed a child for an entire year. It's the whole picture. It changes children's lives, and it changes adults' lives as well, like this mom.
We're talking about Cross International, and every year, Jim and Tom come and tell us the work of what Cross is doing. And friends, I'm always honored to remind you that 96% of every dollar that is given to Cross International goes to the direct program that we're talking about. That other 4% is all they take to run the administrative needs for the ministry. But 96%, and that's going to be the highest you're going to find on average across any charities. Go look them up in any of the charity watchdog groups. You're talking about incredible, documentable integrity in terms of how the funds are used and where they go. So your $39 is going to feed that child. It's going to feed those children. And it's real simple, friends. There's 519 kids that are in need. There's 8,000 churches here in New York. All we need is every church to just help one child, and we've more than covered the 519 kids that need our help. But if there is by chance more than one of you from the same church that's saying, hey, I want to help a child, or maybe a family of four kids, and this is really where your generosity begins to make a huge difference. If you can do a $156 gift, you're going to rescue four lives. If you can do a $390 gift right now, you're going to help 10 children have their physical life preserved and be introduced to Jesus. Because every single Cross kid gets introduced to Jesus. Every single Cross kid that is fed physical food ends up being introduced to the spiritual food that they hunger for as well, the love of Jesus, the message of the gospel, the hope that is new life in Christ. Friends, you make that happen when you call 866-822-4848. And then I want to, Tom, challenge a handful of my listeners, because mm-hmm. while many people, if not most, could do a $390 or $156 gift, I know that there's a handful of people that could say, I want to take care of an entire village of children. I understand what Cross is doing. I've heard them tell us every year the good that's done. And I have the ability to bless an entire village, to rescue an entire village of kids. $3,900 one-time gift would make that happen.
Kevin, I want to mention the word impact. Impact. You're listening. And if you're like us, and Kevin and I were just talking about making an impact in these days we're living in, guys, listen. The letter I in the word impact, I believe, and God's laid this on my heart in recent weeks, stands for we must be intentional.
All right.
Intentional.
When we come back, we will finish that thought from Tom. It is Kevin McCullough Radio, 866-822-4848, 866-822-4848.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, June 25th at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Thursday, June 27th at Bocelli's Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Grasmere, Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code. The mission. That's 800-246-8751.
Throughout history, deaf people have often been overlooked by hearing communities. Their sign languages are usually not recognized as unique and distinct languages, which affects them being able to access information, including the Bible. Today, no full Bible exists in any sign language. With over 400 known sign languages and an estimated 70 million deaf people worldwide, the deaf need to be reached for Christ in their sign languages. Deaf Bible Society partners with organizations and churches to achieve its mission: God's Word in every sign language. Sign Language Scripture utilizes video to capture God's Word for the deaf. These videos are shared through different tools, such as the Deaf Bible app, so that every deaf person has the opportunity to receive, experience, and share the hope of Jesus Christ. Join hands with Deaf Bible Society on this journey. Become an advocate for the deaf. Pray or give financially. Visit DeafBibleSociety.com and find out more. That's DeafBibleSociety.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you found the one your soul loves? Are you ready to hold them and never let go, like the words from Song of Solomon? Engagement and wedding season are beautiful times of hope and anticipation. But it's so easy to get overwhelmed, especially when it comes to finding the right ring. But I've got the solution. It's my friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Lord's Diamonds is a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. And the perfect ring doesn't just have to be for the start of the relationship. Maybe now's the time to give your bride the ring of her dreams that you couldn't when you first made your vows. Anu also has this amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough Radio listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off wedding bands if you purchase the engagement ring with Lord's Diamonds. You've found the one your soul loves. Now take the next step. Call Lord's Diamonds today, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. 866-822-4848. 866-822-4848. We often think of New York and, I don't know, the busyness of tri-state life and how important it is and the very busy schedules that we keep. And it's all a rush. And Friends, let's face it, a lot of it is just vain. I mean, I know for myself, there's things that I allow to become more important in my life than need to be. And I am really cut to the quick when my good friends Tom Lewis and Jim Voltheis from Cross International come and visit, because I'm reminded through their witness and through their experience and through the stories they've been telling even today of the real need for the First World Church to stand up and do things that the Third World need done. They can't get it done. We have the resources to help them do it. So there may be partners on the ground in Guatemala, but they need help. And if we can give the money, they can build the hospital. And if we can supply the food, they can feed the kids. Like this is a very New Testament idea of the whole church working together to affect the will of God and the real purpose of the gospel. 866-822-4848. There are 519 children that are going to die if we don't help them this year. Cross International has said, we know who they are. We know where they are. They're in Guatemala, Haiti, Nicaragua, El Salvador, the Dominican Republic. They're across Central America, and they need critical assistance for food right now. Can you help? What we're asking is, would you consider helping a family of four kids for $156, or maybe 10 kids for $390? Maybe you could help an entire village be rescued, all the children in the village for $3,900, a one-time gift. Whatever you're able to do, would you consider doing it right now? 866-822-4848. But Tom, before we left, you were telling us the significance of the word impact and drawing our attention to the letter I, which is to be intentional about it.
Yeah, and I think, and you summed up really well with all of that, you boil that down, and guys, you know what we've done? We've made an impact.
Mm-hmm.
We've made an impact. When you get involved, when you get out of this mode, it's somebody else will do it, and suddenly you pick up your phone or you go on the website and you make a gift, man, you're making an impact. But I want to challenge you this way to consider this. You're not only making an impact, you're making a kingdom impact, mm-hmm. a kingdom impact. God's really laid this word on my heart in the last several weeks, and specifically gave me words for each of the letters and impact. But I is very, very important, guys. That's not the word, by the way. The word under the letter I is intentional. If we are not intentional and we don't do something, we will never, never make a kingdom impact. Never. And it doesn't have to be a big gift. It doesn't have to be anything monstrous. I mean, guys, listen, it's just to do something. It's just to do something that's going to make a kingdom impact that's going to last for all of eternity. And that's what this is about.
866-822-4848 is the number. 866-822-4848. You heard the story of little Lila. Tom told that story earlier. Jim told the story of little Teresa. And these are very, not only fresh examples of what Cross International is doing, but also typical. Because the work that Carlos is engaged in there in Guatemala, and his ambition is big this year, guys. Last year, he rescued 4,200 children in 2018. He's hoping that God will allow him to rescue 5,000 this year. He's feeding 40,000 children a day. He's doing all the work of a small city, basically, yeah. In many respects. And yet God keeps expanding his vision and shows him there's more that need to be reached that we haven't reached yet.
You know, often people get overwhelmed by the numbers. Mm. And on Wednesday night of our last trip, and what I want to share with you guys is this. Every life matters. Every life matters. Sometimes we hear these numbers of thousands of kids rescued and 519 in our campaign and so forth and so on. But I want to tell you the story of a young man that on Wednesday night of our trip in January stood up on the stage in front of about 600 people and led worship with some of the most incredible passion I have ever witnessed. An incredible gifted singer. Do you know who this kid was? His name is Jose. He's the first kid ever rescued a Hope of Life right there in Guatemala when he was one. Hmm. He was near death. And what God did with this kid, guys, is miraculous. To watch him on the stage, a lead worship, as well as any church I've ever been in the United States, was powerful. And to know the story of his rescue and that somebody like you stepped up and gave him the right nutrition just at the right moment, guys, through this partnership with Cross International and our ministry partner there. Guys, that's miraculous to me.
Well, I want you to go to the Facebook page for WMCA and look at the picture of Lila, the before and after. And it's not the after because the after is still being developed. But when Tom was there, the picture of when Lila was literally in the in the arms of her mom and the condition she was in. And then just a few days later before Tom left, getting to take another picture. And you're already starting to see the healing and the restoration of her body and so forth. It's a really remarkable before and after. But you think about this, Tom, and Jim, your story contained it as well. Lila was 14 days old. Teresa was 26 days old. In many respects, these are young girls that could just have been forgotten about and thrown away by the world at large. And in fact, nobody knew who they were to begin with. So even saying forgetting about them is a little bit of an overstatement because nobody did. But at the same time, there was Carlos, who has committed his life to serving God and to loving his native Guatemalan people and saying, Lord, if you give me health, I'll use my health to rescue them. How much more important then is it for those of us that have economic health, financial health, to be able to say, hey, I can share $39 if it's going to save a kid's life?
Every child matters. Every child matters. Jesus died for every one of these kids. And you have an opportunity to bring Jesus into their lives and also to feed them a hot meal, not just every day, not just for a few weeks, but for an entire year. When you feed 104 children for $156, that's for an entire year. Next Thanksgiving, when we're all gathered around our big table, your gift is still feeding children.
Yeah.
Next January, your gift is still feeding four children for just $156. Your gift really does matter. And we said it before, but we'll say it again with Cross International. 96 cents out of every dollar you give goes right towards the work, an incredibly efficient way to do God's work.
Lots of integrity. 866-822-4848. Call now. AM570themission.com.
Wham. Pipe, scaffold, debris, whatever. It fell. It hit you. You never saw it or heard it coming, but you felt it. The most common construction site accident has left you in pain or worse. If you're suffering, has the person responsible convinced you that you have no case, so live with it? That's not the way it should go. If it was someone else's negligence, don't you deserve compensation for expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Looking for excellent academics, athletics, and fine arts taught with a Christ-centered worldview? Timothy Christian School in Piscataway is the answer for you. Timothy Christian offers a pre-K through 12th grade education with excellent academics and intentional character development taught by caring teachers in a safe environment. Timothy Christian prepares your child for eternity by laying the academic and spiritual foundation needed to succeed. For more information or to schedule a tour today, visit timothychristian.org. That's timothychristian.org. Prepare your child for college and for life.
All right, Kevin McCullough, in this crazy, messy world, we're all trying to make sure we're doing our best to stay healthy against the new diseases that seem to pop up in schools, at work, and in hospitals. It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, guess what? That wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, and sprays that are perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime coming up. Kevin McCullough listeners will get 20% off when you mention Kevin McCullough Radio. To learn more about Durasan products, go to Durasan.com. That's Durisan.com or call 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. 866-822-4848, 866-822-4848. For the last hour, we have been able to tell you some of the stories of what's going on with Cross International. And for those of you that are listening and maybe having your heart tugged at, we want to make sure that you are able to not only engage and give, but to understand what a difference it's making. That's why Jim Voldhaus and Tom Lewis come and are with us each year, not only to challenge us, but also to tell us of the good things that have been done. And again, Carlos Vargas, last year, 4,200 children rescued. And you heard, Tom, you told us the story of how detailed it was to save just little Lila's life. A group of 10 people had to go up in the mountain, slide down the backside of the mountain, get into the hut, help explain to the mom and the dad, get everyone prepared for travel, get them back up the mountain, get them in the vehicles, change over to the other vehicles, get to the hospital, and all of that before little Lila expired. The same kind of care and intentionality has gone into every single one of the children that he's rescued this year. And your gift to Cross International is helping make those rescues happen.
You know, it's interesting, again, just to share, guys, what hit me so hard in that whole rescue wasn't the effort to go down the mountain, all this stuff, but it was the combination of all of it. It was the commitment of people, of time, of resources, of energy to rescue and save the life of one baby girl. One. And while we were on that rescue, our scout, one of the guys from the ministry that finds these children and families in the mountain, his phone was just blowing up. And it was call after call after call. Here's another one that we need to get. Here's another one and another one and another one. And guys, it was almost overwhelming to think that this year, 5,000 children like baby Lila that you can see her before and after picture, are going to be rescued with this one ministry partner. And I'm thinking of our dear ministry partners in Haiti, in El Salvador, in Dominican Republic, and all these other nations where Cross is working, and the work they're doing as well. Guys, the need is huge. It's huge. Does it make a difference? Absolutely. Your gift matters, whether it's for one child, two kids, a family of four, 10 kids, or Kevin, a village of children, yeah. 100 kids.
A village of children can be rescued for $3,900. You can rescue a family of four kids for $156. And if we had 130 families, just adopt one family each here in the tri-state area, we'd rescue all 519 kids right now. 866-822-4848. You guys are back tomorrow with us. Thank you for stopping in. We look forward to that.
Thank you.
866-822-4848 or am570themission.com.